Good morning. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021. I'm your host, Evan George, and welcome to Bostopia News. And here's what's happening in the news today. Though already sworn into office, organizers for Michelle Wu's larger public inauguration are seeking donations up to $25,000 from some individuals. Called the Boston Inaugural Fund 2021, they have been calling around asking between $10,000 to $25,000, promising different tiers of sponsorship opportunities, which is just a clever fundraising strategy, for the inauguration that is set for January 3rd. And now I finally have a date. The sponsorship levels are eye-rolly named visionary sponsors, or those who give $25,000, bold, are those who give $15,000, and champion, are those who give $10,000. Now, this is common practice, and it's something that everyone, myself included, bashes politicians for. And this one is a little bit odd, considering she already is inaugurated. And it would be interesting to see who of the Boston bigwigs are trying to get on Michelle's good side. When state legislatures passed a criminal justice reform bill in 2018, Massachusetts residents won the ability to clear away certain criminal records, particularly those involving convictions for marijuana possession, since these convictions make it difficult to land a job, rent an apartment. However, in a piece by Dan Adams in The Globe, he goes through how 3 years later, only a fraction of those who are eligible for this have actually had their records expunged. The Massachusetts Probation Service data suggests that 2,186 petitions have been sent in between January 2019 and July, and only 352 were approved, so roughly 16%. Just from 2000 to 2013, there were 68,800 civil or criminal violations for marijuana possession. And whenever you see laws like this passed, it has become a reoccurring theme on this show to point out how they use a massively complex and slow bureaucracy to keep whatever their promises were from actually being delivered. We see this in how they allocate money for housing programs, for COVID relief, and this is just another mechanism. Make a big flashy headline and then use bureaucracy to deny people restitution. The special commission related to the seal and motto of the Commonwealth, a state commission which has been tasked with recommended changes to the Massachusetts controversial state seal, was created 46 weeks ago. And in that time, it has met twice, remains short one appointee, and does not have neither a staff or a budget. And they missed their deadline to submit a report 2 months ago. This is why I say endlessly that commissions, task forces, are meaningless and are nothing but a stalling tactic. They are meant to review what was first established in 1885, our current Massachusetts seal, which has long been criticized by Native Americans and others as a racist depiction and a memorialization of slaughter and genocide of indigenous people. Not sure why this Globe article by Matt Stout calls it attempted genocide. But liquor stores across Massachusetts have said that they have collected enough signatures, roughly 80,000, needed by December 1st to put a question on next year's ballot. This group referred to as the Massachusetts Package Stores Association. This group's proposed measure would gradually double the number of licenses a single company could own in the state to 18, instead of removing this cap altogether. So if you're curious why in Massachusetts, gas stations and supermarkets do not sell alcohol, it is the cap that does it. So this group would like to just simply raise the cap, while I believe another wants to abolish it. The Package Store Trade Association says that having a cap is needed to protect local small stores from major grocery and pharmacy chains. And this ballot measure is attempted to block the efforts of Cumberland Farms and other larger chains who, again, are trying to just eliminate the license cap entirely. In terms of the process for getting this on the actual ballot, again, organizers have to file at least 80,239 valid signatures by December 1st. The legislature will then have the opportunity to turn the measures into law if they want. And if they don't want to, then organizers have to find an additional 13,374 signatures by July 2nd to then place the question on the ballot for November 2022. I don't have an absolute stance on where I fall on this, but I look forward to learning more. And right now, I'm in favor of having something of a cap for small businesses. Though it would be nice if I could just buy alcohol in more convenient places. This episode was brought to you by Evelyn, Shane, Matt, Mike, and David. So thank you so much for your contribution. And again, if you would like to sponsor an episode, my Venmo is in my link tree. And with that, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving break or just a long weekend. It's good to be back. And as always, I hope you have a great rest of your day.